Gnostic Christian scriptures are also part of the plot of a best-selling text from today, The Da Vinci Code. And today a British judge delivers a verdict in a court case involving that book. At issue is whether its author, Dan Brown, plagiarized the work of two other authors. They wrote a nonfiction book setting forth the idea that Jesus and Mary Magdalene produced a child, which is a major theory of the Da Vinci Code. NPR's Rob Gifford is following this case, and Rob, do you care to speculate on the likely outcome?
Oh, I couldn't possibly go in for any wild speculation, Steve, but I'll tell you what the copyright lawyers I've been talking to have been saying, and that is that the money is really on Dan Brown. The key issue here really is that the two authors, Richard Lee and Michael Bagent, who wrote The Holy Blood and The Holy Grail in the 1980s, they wrote what they say is a work of history. Dan Brown wrote what his lawyers and he say is a novel. And the key issue, Dan Brown's lawyers say, is that if you have a work of history, that's very different from a novel, and that there are novels always based on histories, and that that is not in any way plagiarism.
Now, Dan Brown's wife was an issue in this trial because she helped research the Da Vinci Code, right?
That's right. Blythe Brown has been fundamental to Dan Brown's success. He has admitted that. She does a lot of his research for him. The key issue here is that he says that she did not read The Holy Blood and The Holy Grail before he wrote the synopsis for his book. And therefore, he admits that both he and she read Bagent and Lee's book, but not before most of his novel was fleshed out. And the key issue is really whether the judge believes that.
Rob, what's at stake here?
Well, there is, of course, some money at stake here, a lot of money. There's legal costs to start with, approaching $2 million, which the loser is going to have to pay. If Dan Brown loses, he is going to have to pay all sorts of damages, I think, to these other authors. But I think lawyers who I've spoken to suggest that there's a bigger issue here of just setting a precedent. If Bagent and Lee win and Dan Brown loses, that's going to set a precedent for other historical novelists. It's going to be very, very difficult, and historical novelists are going to have to be very, very careful in going to works of history to write novels in future. So the precedent, in some ways, is bigger than the damages that might come out of it.
NPR's Rob Gifford in London giving us the history of this court case. Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Steve.
And you're hearing the story on Morning Edition from NPR News. We have original direction from Van Williamson, Diana Douglas, and Julia Bailey. Original production from Christine Arrowsmith, Ben Bergman, Wilma Consul, Claudette Lindsay Haberman, Steve Monroe, Emily Oxenschlager, Vince Pearson, and Joel Riddle, with Melissa Yeager-Miller at NPR West. Our executive producer is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged, with permission, by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.